The Common Sense Hotline is open. 888-900-9966. But you better bring your A-game.
Talking about that miracle from Texas with that little girl just makes me feel like we should continue this positive conversation. So many good things going on every day that we don't get a chance to talk about, and we really should. I mean, we really should. Take time out and talk about what the good things that are going on with us, around us, you know. There's enough negative headlines out there. Let those take care of themselves, and let's talk about some good things. It's something that we spend time talking about around the Christmas time of the year, which we're doing now, but we should do probably more often. Joining me, Lynette Dowler, president of the DTE Energy Foundation. Lynette, welcome to the program.
Steve.
How are you today?
I'm doing terrific.
Glad to have you here. Now, for people that don't know, the DTE Energy Foundation is among the largest foundations of the state with Michigan-focused giving, and it supports hundreds of community events across the state with its community grants program, from the fourth annual Back to the Bricks Cruise in Cadillac, to the Ellsworth Fireworks, the Wolverine Lumberjack Festival, and hundreds of others statewide. You're also involved with things like Art Prize, the National Cherry Festival in Traverse City. You do a lot of really great things with the DTE Energy Foundation. Let's talk about it.
That sounds great. We're happy to talk about really, it's not as much about what we do, but it's really all about what our nonprofit partners do in so many communities across the state of Michigan. It's just an honor to be able to work with all of them.
And tell me about how that works then. How does this, for somebody who doesn't understand how it sets up and how it works, when you talk about your nonprofit partners, who are they? What do you mean? How are they helping out?
Sure. Well, we have hundreds of nonprofits across the state, and particularly in Western Michigan, we do important work with Grand Rapids Public Museum Foundation. They have an amazing women in science program, and they have cohorts of young women from Western Michigan that they teach about science and engineering and technology. We've got workforce development programs. We specifically like to focus on the 16 to 24-year-olds, and we've got an amazing program with our United Way of Lakeshore. We put about 125 to 150 young people to work every summer to give them experience on hard and soft skills. Of course, work with Junior Achievement in the Great Lakes, and we love the work that we do with Kids Food Basket in Grand Rapids to provide sustainable food for children in the schools across that region.
Let me focus on that Junior Achievement portion that you just mentioned there, because I think that's really fascinating. Obviously, DTE, you're an energy company. You're on the technical cutting edge of you know, science and math out there all the time, and you help deliver STEM-based educational programs throughout West Michigan, raising awareness of STEM careers and affecting the lives of 3,000 kids every year in grades 5 through 12. I mean, that is important work you're doing.
It really is, and we really want to make sure that our young people get exposed to opportunities in STEM. Of course, we've got FIRST Robotics investments as well. We support 35 teams across the state, and we really want our young people early on to get excited about engineering and technical fields, because there's just going to be a huge gap in that over the course of the next many years. And getting them excited about it and feeling confident about it is really important to us.
That's what I tell my daughter every day. And she does well in science and math. I said, you know, you do well in science and math, you've got not just a job in front of you, but a career, a lifetime of success, right?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we support some all-girl FIRST teams across the state, and they are very competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's better at science and math than I was, and I thought I was pretty good. So, you know, you have to encourage that. But that's kind of what you're doing with the DTE Foundation. You have to foster the belief. You have to foster that hope and encourage that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have so many volunteers in our company. We have about 5,000 volunteers in our company that volunteered this year, and many of them get out into the school systems and summer youth programs to just help build confidence and role modeling and mentorship for our young people.
So when you talk about, and there's so much to talk about when it comes to the DTE Energy Foundation, all the things you do, you're a force for growth. And I mean that because you're focused on not just being the best in the world, but the best for the world by your own admission, living and aspiring to be the best operated energy company in North America and a force for growth and prosperity in the communities where you live and serve. Because you're obviously a Michigan resident. You're obviously one of us. You're our neighbor, Lynette, and as are your employees and the people that work at DTE. You're our friends, our neighbors. We go to soccer together. We go to church together. Our kids go to school together. I mean, you're part of the community.
Absolutely. And when we talk about that aspiration to be the best operated energy company and a source for growth and prosperity where we live and where we serve, and it's really important. That's what makes our volunteerism program so important, because we volunteer right in the community that we live, and we get to partner with all of our community partners out in the community to do great work. And it's not just an aspiration on the wall, but it's something that we really live every single day.
When you look at 2019 and you look at some of the needs out there, obviously educating students and different things, what are some of the things that you are looking for in 2019 where you want to have an impact?
So in 2019, one of our real focuses is reaching out to those that have barriers to education and employment, and working with our partners to discern ways that we can help those who have barriers actually learn key skills, soft and hard skills, so that they can enter the workforce and be successful and productive and confident. We're working on many programs across the community to just figure out how to reach out to those individuals, whether it be getting them to school, providing food, providing wraparound services that provides mentorship, all to give everybody a chance for success in our communities.
Obviously, I think everybody knows that if you eat well, you tend to learn better. I mean, that's a fact. If you have the kids that have a breakfast, learn better than those that do not. We've learned that over years. Lynette Dowler here, president of the DTE Energy Foundation, that reaches all across this great state of ours, providing opportunities and providing mentoring programs and all sorts of other things, trained workforce professionals, these STEM programs, all sorts of places you're involved. And you say that the DTE is facing a workforce challenge in the coming years. 50% of the workforce expected to be eligible for retirement in 5 years. So you're building programs to fill those workforce gaps, in part by providing employment opportunities for individuals, as you say, facing those barriers. What are some of those barriers? And I'm going to give you the last word on that, on how we look at 2019 with some optimism.
Sure. Well, I guess the most optimistic thing that I would say is DTE is not alone. We've got really incredible partners through United Way and other services that are on the same path as us. So when we, I think, lock elbows together, we can make a huge difference together in collaboration to help all of our communities.
Well, Lynette, I think you're doing a great job, and I want to commend you and all the fine folks at DTE and the DTE Energy Foundation for doing so many important things around this state, whether it's Art Prize and the National Cherry Festival or STEM education, all of those things. We tip our hat to you and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Steve. The same to you and yours.
There you have it. Lynette Dowler, everybody, the president of the DTE Energy Foundation. You know, it's important that these corporations, these energy companies and so forth, successful, but they're reinvesting in our communities. And so I do tip my hat to the folks at DTE for being such an important part of our community in 2018. And the optimism for 2019 going forward is the future is bright. And we need to talk about those things more often. We need to talk about the bright future we all face if we just work together once in a while. 41 after Tuesday, the 18th of December, 2018. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance. Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh, my. Look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQradon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Have you ever lied about gambling?
We missed you at dinner.
I know. I'm sorry. I got stuck in a meeting.
Have you ever sold anything so you'd have more money to gamble with?
Honey, have you seen my pearl earrings?
I thought you hated those.
You may have a gambling problem. Call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline today at 1-800-270-7117. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.